Moncrief on News Talk.
Sponsored by Avant Card, offering Ireland's first personalised lending rates.
It is time for the first of our Christmas fireside tales. Now, as you know, we've been inviting listeners to send us in stories about particular experiences, and we really have had a fantastic response. Actually, and there is still time if you'd like to send one in. Doesn't have to be lengthy or particularly well written. Just tell us your memory, and we're sifting through a lot of them as they are now. But we are in the ongoing process of choosing them, and then we're going to choose some of them to be dramatised. You're going to hear the first of those efforts in just a second. We're also going to give a prize at the end of this entire process. So if you would like something to be considered, you can send that in to afternoon@newstalk.com. So this is our first one that was sent in to us by Hazel Davis. It's called Lavender Potatoes.
Right, that'll go in 10 minutes' time. They're peeled and ready to go. Crackers on the table.
Ma'am, seriously, let us help, will you?
No. Sure, you'd only get in the way. Ye can do the dessert.
You're doing everything. It's Christmas Day. Would you not have a sit down for a bit?
I'll have enough time to sit down afterwards. I want to do this. I have a system and you'll only get in the way. You stay where you are. Have a drink with your father.
I was only 12 that Christmas, by far the youngest in the family, but my four siblings had all made it home, because even though we didn't say it, we all knew this Christmas was different.
There you go.
Here, what's this?
It's beer. What do you think it is?
Heineken. What the hell's Heineken?
It's cheap. I got it for half nothing.
Oh, Jesus, Dad.
This was typical. Dad is a notorious cheapskate. He'll buy anything, even if we don't need it, just to save some money, and then brag about it to the rest of us. Just the week before, he'd come home with a monstrous vat of fabric softener. It wouldn't fit in any of the kitchen cupboards, so it stayed in the garage.
Right, you can sit down now.
Can I help?
No, you can sit down now with the rest of them. Your father can help carve the turkey.
Is he still using that knife he bought in 1973?
And it works perfectly.
Now, here you go. You can serve yourselves with the spuds. Dig in. Don't wait for me.
This looks great, ma'am.
This is fantastic.
Everyone tucked in. But after a few seconds, my siblings started to trade puzzled looks.
What's in the spuds? It's weird.
Dad, what's wrong?
Dad had buried his face in his hands.
The fabric softener. Because the container was so big, I transferred it all into milk cartons out in the garage. Maybe she saw them and she thought...
Ma'am?
Yes?
Is there milk in with the spuds?
Of course. Is it nice?
Oh, yeah. God,
the nicest
yes.
spuds you've ever made. I swear to God.
Thanks, ma'am. And we meant it too, because this wasn't a Christmas dinner like any other. We all knew what lay ahead. A few days later, Mam would be going to hospital for a mastectomy and to begin chemotherapy and radiation. It's why she insisted on doing everything herself that Christmas. She wanted it to be just right for all of us. And it was. We were together, eating the most delicious lavender-flavoured spuds we'd ever had.
There you go, that's Lavender Potatoes. And I should mention Neil Kavanagh, who works in this building, though he's often upstairs from us, but he kind of mixed all that together and made it sound so well, and he put in a Herculean effort to make it sound so good. So thanks very much to him. Now, you may well be thinking what happened next, and Hazel Davis is on the line. Hazel, good afternoon to you.
Hello, Sean, how are you?
Not too bad. When you were, when you were a little girl, were you very aware that there was kind of something a bit concerning that was going to happen after Christmas?
Not really. I suppose I was cosseted by my much older brothers and my sister. So they made sure that I wasn't too aware of what was happening or what lay in store in the future, you know? So,
yeah. Because I suppose, yeah, probably they were more concerned, but they didn't let on to you kind of thing.
That's it, exactly. And this was still in the days of Santa. He still came. So, we kept up appearances in the best possible way that Christmas, yeah.
And I suppose people would be wondering how your mother got on and how did she get on?
Well, she turned 70-something this January. She'll be mortified now that I'm admitting that. And that was over 15 years ago now. So she's kept on trucking and she's still making spuds.
Right, that's fantastic. That's Hazel's mother, Aoife. And your father, Stanley, is he still a notorious cheapskate?
Very. They're both very industrious people, just in different ways, you know. So, yeah.
You can't beat a bargain. Deirdre O'Kane, when she used to use stand-up, say, if you give a woman the choice between a bargain or a good ride, she'd always go for a bargain. Hazel, thanks a million for talking with us today. And thanks very much as well for sending in your story there.